This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. An independent investigation is being demanded in Mexico over charges of spying against journalists and others. Europe's top human rights court ruled that Russia's prohibition of what it considers the promotion of homosexuality is discriminatory and violates freedom of expression. A draft proposal on drug pricing argues for easing regulations without any controls on prices. The transit system in Austin, Texas is offering to pick people up through the tap of an app, just like Uber and Lyft. Travis Kalanick stepped down as chief executive of Uber, the ride-hailing service that he helped found in 2009 and built into a transportation colossus after a shareholder revolt by investors made it untenable for him to stay on at the company. Close to 20% of New Yorkers employ a domestic worker, according to a new report from Hand in Hand, a network of employers of nannies, house cleaners, and home attendants. Of that 20%, about 30% hire a home care provider, about 17% hire a nanny, and about 54% hire a house cleaner. In addition, the report finds that two-thirds of employers set the terms of hiring. Russian government hackers targeted voting systems in nearly two dozen states last year, seeking vulnerabilities to exploit and aiming to undermine public faith in the integrity and legitimacy of U.S. democratic elections, current and former U.S. officials have testified. A federal law requires schools to change any policies that impede homeless children from learning or attending school. A charter school in New Orleans kept two homeless children out of school for a month for lack of uniforms and monograms, despite the fact that there are federal funds dedicated for homeless students. In a victory for tenants in the United Kingdom, the government's draft tenant fees bill pledges to ban landlords and agents charging letting fees or any payments as a condition of tenancy other than rent, a capped refundable security deposit at no more than 1 month's rent, a capped refundable holding deposit at no more than 1 week's rent, and tenant default fees. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.